and welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today is the eve of Christmas. It's Christmas Eve all over the world. And I'm so excited, and I hope that you are as well, about celebrating the birth of Jesus and just celebrating that we are alive. So, for this episode of Visions, what I thought I would do is play some music, some of the songs that we have grown upon or are now getting familiar with and liking, and a few bits and pieces in between the music. As we reflect on 2023 and what we've experienced, some of the changes, some of the good things that have been happening, let us look at what Santa may bring us, because we have been so, so good and not so naughty. So I'm going to start off with a song by Carla Thomas. Gee whiz, it's Christmas.
Hello.
And, you know, as a child growing up, often our parents would say to my brothers and I, you know, we are going to have a beautiful Christmas. And at that time, we had to prepare the house. We had to wipe down the sides, scrub the floor, mop, wipe the windows, everything. That was all part of the preparation and excitement, even though we grumble sometimes about all the hard work that was involved in this process. We still did it because we were all excited and looking forward to Christmas Eve, when we would be helping our mother to bake and, you know, put up curtains and so on. So it was an exciting time. It was a time where we had lots of fun and laughter. And of course, during that period as well, leading up to Christmas, several entities would also have parties where children were invited. So you got to go to parties, which was a novelty for us because it wasn't something that was held on a regular basis. So we celebrated Christmas. And this year, I want to encourage you and you especially to truly enjoy the season. It's about sharing love. It's about being our best. And of course, giving our best to our family, our friends, and strangers as well. So, the next song I want to share with you is the Hallelujah Chorus. This is such a beautiful song. It's a song that really helps us to remember and celebrate that Jesus is alive. He was born and became our Savior. Yes, let's celebrate the Hallelujah Chorus. So let's look at the first gift we unwrap right now under the Christmas tree. And that's the gift of 10% housing through the Ministry of Housing and Lands. Yes, the government made a commitment to provide 10% of all new housing stock to persons with disabilities. And this gift was presented to two new tenants at the Allen Court on White Park Road, St. Michael. So we give a round of applause for such a wonderful gift. Right, and the next gift that we're going to unwrap is this lovely box here wrapped in such beautiful colored paper. Whoa! And as we open it, it's the gift of the National Policy for the Improvement on the Lives of Persons with Disabilities. Yes, and we want to say a special thank you to the team, that advisory committee that was headed by Mr. Edmund Hinkson, for the terrific work they did in ensuring that this draft policy is in place for the improvement of the lives of persons with disabilities. And a special shout out and thank you to Professor Dr. Dwayne Devenish. So as we look at these two gifts and we celebrate these gifts and thank God for them, let us listen to Silver Bells.
Silver Bells, Silver Bells, it's Christmas time in the city. In holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner his bunch. This is Santa's big sea. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Beautiful song. So let's look at another two gifts under the Christmas tree. And this one is in a very unusually shaped wrap box. It looks like a hexagon. So let's open it and see what is inside. Wow. Yes, indeed, this is a marvelous gift. This is the gift where more persons with disabilities were placed on various boards and commissions as we look to revolutionize our country. We have persons sitting on several boards across the island, and of course, this makes a very critical impact as we review the Constitution of Barbados, as we look at the children's rights, the rights of persons with disabilities. as we look at the judicial system and being able to give our views on how that can be improved to include persons with disabilities, not just at our local level, but also at the regional level. So we are appreciative of this gift because it allows so many persons with disabilities to impact and influence the changes that we want to see happening to truly improve the quality of life and the services that are available to us. The other gift that I see here in a very large rectangular box is the gift presented to so many persons with disabilities and other advocates and loyal friends who stood beside and with persons with disabilities in helping to lobby and really advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities. And this gift was presented to these individuals on December the 3rd, International Day of Persons with Disabilities, by the National Disability Unit. So approximately 43 individuals were honored with their names being inscribed on a wall at the premises of the National Disability Unit on Cullimore Rock. So we say thank you to the National Disability Unit for presenting such a beautiful gift, remembering, respecting, and honoring these individuals who had given their blood, sweat, tears, and sometimes their health as they sought to again lobby and really advocate for a better quality of life, a better standard of living for Barbadians with disabilities. So let's listen to Otis Redding with Merry Christmas, Baby. Yes.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm you standing beneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice?
We have been so blessed with these wonderful gifts from so many different people, and it would be unfair of me not to unwrap this other gift that is just here, seemingly trying to hide behind some of the other boxes. This one is not in a box, it's not in a bag, but it is in a small stocking that is hung on the last branch of the Christmas tree, right there by the skirt around the Christmas tree. And I want to say a very special thank you to all the employers who have provided the gift of employment for persons with disabilities, and not only provided the opportunity for these individuals to be gainfully employed, but have also done the responsible thing and provided reasonable accommodations to meet that particular individual, that particular employee, according to the disability and the degree of their disability. So we say a very huge thank you to these employers, because we all know the benefits of being employed. It not only helps the individual at the psychological level, but it also provides meaningful financial benefits that allow that particular individual and their family to move themselves out of poverty and stabilize their standard of living. So thanks again. And let's look around. Yes, I see so many lights on the tree and all these fancy balls that have some names on them and warm greetings. And we say a Merry Christmas to all the government agencies, all the private sector entities, and of course, all the NGOs, or as we are now saying, third parties that have come alongside us, stood with us, stood in the gap for us, walked with us, ran with us, cried with us, and of course, encouraged us. We just want to say a special thank you. We definitely appreciate all that you're doing to help us as we live and be alive in this year, celebrating and giving thanks. So, as I said, let me just wish everyone a Merry Christmas. If you're going out to church, if you're going out to party, if you're just going to socialize with friends and family, be careful, be thoughtful, and of course, always be loving. So, Merry Christmas! I wish you a Merry Christmas! I wish you a Merry Christmas! I wish you a Merry Christmas! And a prosperous New Year! Merry Christmas, everybody! So, as I close out the program, let's all join in and sing that beautiful Merry Christmas song. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yodli Wickham Ashby. And remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or on 1-246-430-7300 via email visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can listen to this and past episodes of Vision by going to the VOB92.9.com website. So until next week, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Take care. Merry Christmas. Ciao.
I want my arms around you for Christmas. I need no presents under the tree. You're all I want, my darling, and that will be the world to me. I want to share your kisses for Christmas. The rest is on the tinsel and show. My darling, at candle glow and mistletoe, as far as I'm concerned, Santa doesn't have to load a sleigh. He can mark my other gifts returned or give them all away. I only want your loving for Christmas. No other kind of present will do. You're all I want, my darling. Please want me to. Please want me to. Please want me to. As I want.